here for Mark of the Band, man. Anybody love 80s music? Eddie Money at Cross Point. How about that? Awesome job. Hey, it's an exciting day here at Cross Point, and we are wrapping up this brave journey. This brave journey is something that this tribe's been going on for the last 6 weeks, and we've been talking about that, about Peter walking on the water. I think Eddie Money missed it a little bit. He's trying to prove something, though. In essence, that's what Peter was trying to do, is he was going out to see Jesus, and we're wrapping this up today, and it's a big day. In fact, it's hard to believe we've been at this for 6 weeks. Anybody else have a hard time believing this has been 6 weeks? Anybody have a good time on the journey? Yeah, I tell you what, it's been a great, great journey. And today, as we wrap up, it's going to be kind of part celebration. In fact, not about part, I guess. I mean, we're going to be putting people in the baptism tank today. It's going to be a big celebration. So this is going to kind of be a commencement speech, if you will. I want to really encourage us today as we exit the series on being brave and actually get after it and make it happen. Because for many of us, if you're like me, you're just getting started. Over the last 6 weeks, you've picked your brave heading, that thing that Jesus is calling you to go, that next new place. It's going to require some bold steps, and you began to head that way, but it's not completed yet. And so, if you're new here today, I'm really excited you're here. My name's Kurt, by the way. It's great to have you here at Cross Point. And if you're trying to figure out if Jesus is alive, if he's relevant to our lives today, if he's actually working in people's lives, man, I tell you what, there's not a better place you could be than right here for the next hour, because I think you're going to see evidence of that today. So it doesn't matter where we are, if we're here for the first time or we've been here through this entire series, I think there's going to be something here for every single one of us today. So let me pray for us before we do anything else. God, thank you that we can come into this dark room on a beautiful Sunday morning. We're excited to be here, and there's a ton of other places we could be, a lot of places we could be, things we could be doing right now, but we're here, and we're excited to be here. So I just pray that you would help us to receive from you today whatever it is that we need to receive. Whether that's receiving the call, the prompt to get out of our row later in the service, out of our seats and get into the waters of baptism, or whether that's receiving perspective on this heading, on this brave thing you've been doing in our lives through the brave journey. Maybe it's just receiving a vision for the first time, a picture for the first time of who Jesus really is. And so God, I just pray that for every single one of us here today, we would receive what you have for us. And I pray these things according to you. According to your character, your identity, and your power. Amen. Well, man, we have a lot to celebrate over this journey, right? There's been a lot of cool things happening over the last few weeks. There have been hundreds from this community that have been engaging with the Brave app. And if you're not familiar with the Brave app, you can still go to our website, download it. It's 6 weeks of homework, basically, that we've been doing that have allowed us, for God to take us through this journey and kind of figure out what the next step God's calling us to is. And we've had people taking brave steps. I've heard of a few people quitting their jobs, other people thinking about quitting their jobs. This is awesome. At least I think it's awesome. Hopefully they have a job on the other end. That's always good. I've heard of a few of those. We begin to realize there's places God is calling us. We've had people who are starting businesses. That's really cool. We've had people starting organizations. We've had marriages that were down and then now are resurrected. We've had people who have been healing some family relationships that have been shattered. And, I've talked to individuals who have had some pretty devastating health things take place in their lives, and it's kind of taken them down and out of the game of life. And they've said during this thing, hey, I've got a lot to bring to the table. I need to get up and get back in the game. I mean, there's just been really cool. We've had people coming and experiencing Jesus for the first time over the last 6 weeks. How cool is that? And so, yeah, that's something to clap about. We're going to see some expression of some of that today. And we've all been encouraged. How cool was it to have Devon McDonald here last week? Anybody enjoy that? Former Indianapolis Colt. He was talking about where he started and where he ended, and that's really the journey we've been on, is how is God taking me from here to where he wants us to be, and he's along with us on that journey. So I've got a scripture I want to start with today, Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, and this is Paul writing, and here's what he says. He says, I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. And so we've actually begun a good work. Over these last 6 weeks, God has begun a good work as you've been on this journey. And, you know, as you're engaging with the app, as you've been engaging with your group, as you've been engaging with Jesus on this journey, God's began a good work in you. And what he says right here is he's going to be faithful to complete it. All right, and that happens as we cooperate with God, cooperate, as we cooperate with God in working with him to continue to pursue this thing that he's calling us to. About a week ago, Julie and I went and saw a movie. It was a great, great movie. And I wasn't sure about it. I was interested because it was a football movie. But and I wouldn't tell you about it if it wasn't a great movie. Sometimes you're like, you say everything's great. Well, it is. You know why? Because I see great movies. That's why. Every movie I see is usually a great one. I don't pick the bad ones, all right? So, usually, right? And so, you know, it was a great movie. And I was sitting there in the theater thinking, oh, my word. Talk about a brave story. It was like inspiration after inspiration after inspiration. In fact, the dude, he's a football player, he put headings on the back of Tony put headings on the back of his helmet, and that was his heading for that particular game. And so I want to show you the trailer from this. If you haven't seen the movie Woodlawn, phenomenal movie, it'll definitely encourage you in your journey. I want you to listen to some of the phrases that are used in this little short trailer here. Take a look.
There's something special about you, Tony. You have a gift. You have to decide what you want to do with it.
These little out of mind, I'm gonna let it shine.
People can't live without hope. They need it like they need air.
Shower and we're done.
Watch your mouth, boy!
You better get that colored boy hurt.
You gonna quit? That's what y'all do.
I want you to punish him.
You know the difference between you and these people? That counts. And you ain't.
When you play for something higher than yourself, that's when something extraordinary can happen. I'm not
gonna let the world needs the gift that is trapped inside of you. This is your moment. This is your time.
Yes, sir.
So you go and take it. You go and take it.
We found something. Something's bigger than winning. It's bigger than football.
This is what happens. When God shows up.
I mean, come on, who wants to go out and see that today? Doesn't it make you want to, like, run out and see that? I mean, just look at these phrases. I mean, apply these to your life and the journey we've been on. You have a gift. You have to decide what you're going to do with it. Something special going on inside of you. You have to decide if you're going to do something about it. You know the difference between you and the rest of the people in the world? They're cowards and you ain't. When you play for something higher, and I would insert there, when you live for something higher than yourself, that's when something extraordinary can happen. This is your moment, your time. Are you going to take it? And when we begin to do these things, that's when God shows up. In fact, that's what Paul's talking about right here in Philippians chapter 1. He says, there's already something happening in you. You've began the work. You began the journey. Now, stick with me. Cooperate with me so we can complete it and make it come to be. You know, I think over these last 6 weeks, many of us have increased in our confidence. Many of us have increased in our identity in terms of who we are in Christ. Our identity is no longer just in, you know, what we do or in what our past is. But our identity is securely tethered. Many of you went through the Brave experience and you got tethered. You got a little string that reminds you that you're tethered to a God who will always be with you as you take your brave steps. Some of us have grown in community. We've grown in connection with God. We've grown in connection with others through being in our groups for the last 6 weeks. We've grown in capability. For some of us, we've you know, there's like these gifts inside of us that we've realized were there that we never knew were there. For others of us, maybe we've fallen on hard times, or we've had a devastating setback in our life, and we've had to kind of pull out of the game of what we're created to do, and And I know for some of us, we said, hey, I'm stepping back into the game. It's time for me to get back engaged in what God uniquely created me to do. So there's been an increase in confidence. You know, people have been growing in humility. Anybody else been growing in humility in the room? I know I've been growing in humility. I mean, I've been growing every week. I've been realizing that God, in order to accomplish the heading that you're calling me to, I'm going to have to lean into you more and more and more, because I don't know that I have all it takes to get there. And so, you know, as we complete, bring this thing to completion, you know, we're going to have to continue to cooperate with what God is doing in us and with us. So four encouragements today that I have for you, four things I want to encourage you in as we kind of end the series of the Brave Journey and really, you know, begin the actual journey. And these are encouragements to all of us. But here's the first one. The first one is stick with the team. Stick with the team. You know, Julie and I, one of the things we've done each of the last few years is we every time we get to the journey, we try to identify a handful of people we're connected to, friends that we've been getting, you know, closer to, and say, hey, why don't you join a group with us at our home? And sometimes, I don't know, sometimes these families may have connected with other groups, but maybe in some cases they wouldn't have. And so we feel a burden to say, hey, how can we help people connect during this? And so we did that this year, and we had about half of the families we invited, you know, were able to join our group, and it was cool. It's always cool because, you know, the first week you answer a question that's something like, you know, why are you here? Why'd you join a Brave group? And there's usually kind of the, like, you know, the answer is something like, well, Kurt invited me or Julie invited me. And that usually is like translated as, I don't really want to be here, but how do I tell the pastor or his wife no, right? That's what that means. And so, you know, they're kind of like, oh, yeah, we're here, we're nervous. And it's always so cool. By the end of week two, we wrap up. We're trying to send people out of our house. We got to go to bed. You know, we need you to go home and go to bed. And people go, man, this is so awesome. So I can't believe I didn't join a group sooner. There's always this turn when people experience what happens in team. In fact, this past week, we were having our Brave Journey party, a party celebration, celebrating what God's been doing so far in the journey. Many of you have done the same in your groups. And there's a guy in our group that said, listen, not a small group guy. Always, never been a small group guy. This was awesome. He said, this was awesome. I love when that happens. In fact, that's what happens when we stick with team. All right, when we get in the context of team, God moves and works in unique ways. And here's the thing, it will never be easier to get into a small group than to stick with the one you're in right now. It's never going to be easier. In fact, here's what's going to happen. You have the opportunity, if you've been in a group, you have the opportunity to decide if you're going to continue meeting with that group or not. Our groups, you've finished the work, you've done what you signed up for. You know, there are 5 weeks in the journey with groups, and you've done that. But now, our groups are kind of coming to a wrap-up for the holiday, for the Christmas season. And then in January, we're going to relaunch groups. Any groups that want to continue meeting, you can continue meeting. And so we want to encourage you to consider continue meeting, because it's never going to be easier. I mean, listen, you've already figured out a night of the week that works for you. If you have childcare logistics you got to work through, you've already worked through those to be in your group. And so it's never going to be easier to stay connected to a group than your current group. And so, you know, if you've decided to not continue on, revisit that with your group. If your group's decided, awesome, because this is going to be a powerful place for God to continue to work in your lives. And come mid-January, we're going to relaunch groups for January, February, and March, and we're going to provide discussion guides that will connect to what we do here on weekends, so you can continue to take the theme from the weekend and discuss it in your groups. And I'm telling you, it's the best way to stay connected to your team. In fact, it's one of our next steps today. Every week, we give you some next steps out of what we do here in service, and these are on the back of the connection card, and you can look here and see that, you know, this is a top one to stay connected to my team. Or maybe you're not in a group, and you've been hearing about the group experience, and you're like, man, I want to join a group. Mark that. We'll help you get in a team, because we're going to have a whole new opportunity for people to join groups in January. Or maybe you're like Julie and I, and you're like, you know, we have some friends, and if we just invite them to our house, we think they'll connect with us. Maybe you want to do that, and you want to leave your group so you can start another group. You can mark that as well. There's a power in team. Don't miss the opportunity to be a part of this ongoing. Now, one other thing that's going to be cool ongoing is the Brave app is going to continue to be up. All right, so you know, you've done a lot of homework in that. It's saved, it's secure, that's your work, but you can go back and revisit different stages. You can revisit different, you know, places where you responded to questions. You can change your answers based on where you are now. You can stay connected to your team. You're going to continue to be able to text your team through that app and use that ongoing as a point of encouragement. So don't miss that. three other encouragements I have for you this morning. These all come out of a story that I've kind of been wrestling through this week. And it's a story I've read several times. All right, this is a story that we see in the Bible, and it's a miracle story on the water, which we've been looking at a different story, the story of Peter. You know, as he was in a boat, and he stepped out of the boat, and Jesus invited him to come toward him, and he did that, and he realized, man, Jesus even has command over the wind and the waves. I mean, we've been, you know, really immersed in that story. Well, there's another miracle story revolving around water where God does something in the context of team. And I want us to look at this today. It happens in the Old Testament portion of the Bible. And this is when the nation of Israel is just about to inherit the promised land. All right, they've come out of slavery in Egypt, and God's taking them to this place, this bold new place that he's promised to get them. And interestingly enough, there's a direct path from the nation of Egypt to the promised land, the place God's trying to take them. I don't know, it takes like 12 to 15 days by foot to get there, but for some reason, God took them on the long journey of 40 years to get there. Anybody else feel like they've been on a 40-year journey out of curiosity? I've been on a 40-year journey like my whole life. And so, you know, and so, but here's why. Because God has something he wanted to form in them before they got to the destination. For many of us, God is forming something in us right now. And he says, I'm going to be faithful to complete the work that I've already begun. And so that's what God's doing with them, and that's what God's doing with us as well. And so at some point, they get there, and they're about to cross over into the promised land, and they come up upon the last kind of physical barrier, spiritual barrier. It's the barrier known as the Jordan River. All right, and the Jordan River at this particular time is at flood stage. All right, it's overflowing the banks. And so it's really not a good time for people, all these thousands of people, to be trying to walk through the river to get to the other side, but that's what God asks them to do. All right, and so there's some lessons we can learn from their experience that I think are going to be enormous for us going forward on this brave journey. Here's what happens in the book of Joshua chapter 3, and if you have the Crosspoint app, you can open that, hit the Bible button, it'll take you right to Joshua chapter 3. We see the nation of Israel preparing to cross over the Jordan River. This is the night before Joshua, their leader, says this to the people. He says, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Just consecrate yourself. What does that mean? Consecrate yourself. He says, because tomorrow there's going to be some amazing things that begin to unfold in front of you. Well, consecrate means to set apart. It means to dedicate something unto God, to set something apart only for God. And so now what this meant oftentimes with the nation of Israel back in this context, and I know you're going to completely understand this connection, is it meant for them, hey, go take a bath. That's what he was saying to them. Consecrate yourselves, go take a bath, and change your clothes. All right, this is my second encouragement to you today. You need to change your clothes. That's what you need to do. You need to go change your clothes right now. Not like physically, like don't start unbuttoning, but you need to change your clothes. See, these people have been traveling the wilderness for 40 years with one set of clothes. Can we say stank? That's what was happening right there. They stank. They were dusty, they were dirty, they were sweaty. And what God is doing through Joshua's leadership right here is he's basically saying, hey, you're getting ready to cross over this Jordan River to an entirely new place, and you're never going back to that wilderness again. You need to change your clothes. You don't need those clothes anymore because you're not going back. He's like, I want to give you a different perspective. All you've known is the wilderness and the dust and the mess. I want you to change your clothes because you're never going back to that place again. And you just need to know, so change your clothes. So I think that's what's been happening with many of us over these last few weeks. You know, for some of us, we've been changing. Things have been changing. We've changed habits that are taking us in new directions. There's certain rhythms that have been changing in our life. We've been connecting with a group. We've been doing homework, getting into the scripture. We've been, you know, God's been taking us to new places in connection with people and connection with him. I think for some of us, we've been changing trajectories. I've heard a few stories of marriages that were kind of like down and out. I mean, it's like waiting for the last count, and all of a sudden, those marriages are starting to get resurrected again. I've heard stories of family relationships that are shattered, and there's been some reinvestment in those relationships, and they're beginning to get healed. So Joshua's saying, I want you to change your clothes. I want you to realize, hey, that's not going to be a part of what I'm about anymore. You need to change your clothes. You need to experience the freedom that God has for you. I thought it was so cool last weekend when Devon McDonald was here, and he was talking about his baptism. And I can't remember which service. He didn't say this both services. But I asked him why his baptism was significant for him. Because he talked a little bit about that with the men when he met with our men's group. And one of the two services, he said, you know, the only thing I remember about my dad's baptism, he said, and it was very significant for me, was I don't remember seeing him be baptized, but I remember seeing him holding his wet clothes afterwards. And that was a sign to me that that's not going to be who I am any longer. I'm a new guy. And so he said, you know, when I came to my baptism, I just remember seeing my dad holding his wet clothes saying, that dad is gone. There's a new dad on the scene. And as I thought about that, I thought, you know, this is a qualifier. This whole idea of baptism is kind of a qualifier. I mean, sometimes we're like, you know, God, where are you working in my life? Well, sometimes we have to take the very first step. I mean, if we've accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior, we've received His grace, the very next step you have is to step into water baptism and to, you know, publicly share what privately has taken place in your heart as you've received the love of God. And dads, I'd say to you, dads, if you've taken that step to receive Christ and you've never stepped into the water baptism tank, and maybe that's your step today. Maybe not just for you, but to model for your kids. Hey, you know what? Your dad, I'm going to set an example and show you I've changed. Moms, same thing. Siblings, if you've received Christ, you know, and you've taken a step. Listen, my daughter, I'm so excited. Julie and I, we've been talking with Maggie for the last number of months, and she's going to get baptized, our 8-year-old today. We're so excited for that. You know, one of the reasons she wants to get baptized, one is because she's received Christ and she knows this is her next step. But two, it's because she watched her brother and sister take that step. She said, oh, I want to do that. So, you know, maybe that's your next step today. If you've received Christ and you've never taken a step into the water baptism, maybe that's the qualifier to opening up God continuing to work in your life as you're obedient to the very first thing He asks you to do. I don't know. I think it's going to be a good day. I think God's going to call a lot of us out to this place today. Story goes on. Verse 13. This is the water miracle. It says, and when the soles of the feet of the priest bearing the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off from flowing, and the waters coming down from above shall stand up in one heap. Third encouragement on the journey is to keep putting one foot in front of the other. Keep putting one foot in front of the other. See, I love this story right here. You probably, you know, remember the story of Moses and the Red Sea as the Israelites are fleeing Egypt and they the Egyptians begin to start chasing them. They, you know, Pharaoh changes his mind, doesn't want to let them go. And Moses sticks his rod in the Red Sea and immediately the waters part. All right, cool story. But I love that this story right here has a little bit of a different twist to it right here. Because notice when the waters part for the Israelites on the Jordan right here. It says, when the soles of the feet of the priests shall rest on the waters. So when they took their next step and they rested into the water, the Jordan ceased its flowing. It was only when they took the next step. Only when they took the next step. See, it only happens when the priests put their feet on the water. And they in essence are banking their whole lives on the faithfulness of God. You know, they're saying, hey, I'm not banking on what I can do. I'm not banking on what I can understand. But we're banking our lives on the fact that we can't swim through this at flood stage. And so in that moment, when they stepped on the water, God did something amazing. That's how faith works. That's what we've been talking about through this whole brave journey is, you know, how when we take one step, God opens up the door to the next step and opens up something for the next step. See, God, I think God is interested in coming alongside of us and doing amazing things. But we've got to be willing to take the very next step. God does amazing things with people who are willing to move. Whether it's into the tub of baptism and then on to other things, or it's into that next brave thing. See, if your vision has been, maybe to start a business, you know what your next step is? Your next step is to develop a business plan, right? And then you know what your next step is? Talk about it with somebody. Talk about it with somebody else. Network with somebody else. Begin sharing your business plan. Those are all steps that are going to help you get to the next thing. You know, maybe some of us, we picked a heading of finishing school. Maybe you started college, never finished. You know, well, what's your next step? Fill out the application. All right, get some financial aid, schedule a class. Those are each steps, one step after another. They're going to help you get to that next new place. Maybe your heading, as I know a number of people's was, getting out of debt, getting, you know, right side up financially. You know how you get right side up financially? It doesn't happen in one fell swoop where it just happens overnight. It's one step after another. In fact, there's going to be something happening here after the first of the year that is open to anybody. It's going to be called Financial Peace University, and this is going to be an 8-week course for those who say, I want to understand God's way of handling money and helping me get out of debt, because there's a strategy to that, and it can actually work. But you know what you have to do? You have to sign up. You have to sign up for the class, and then you have to attend the class, and then you have to do the homework. See, it's one step after another, and God says, I'll bring that work to completion. Again, this is one of our next steps on the back of your connection card this morning. What's my next step? You know, identifying your next step today. You've been doing this for the last 2 or 3 weeks. But what's the next step that God wants me to take that gets me one step closer to my brave heading? One final encouragement. And this one's directly connected to what's going to happen in the waters of baptism today. There's a powerful parenthesis in this passage. And if you're not looking for it, you almost miss it, all right? But here's what it says in verse 15. It says, now the Jordan overflows all its banks throughout the time of harvest. And so this is talking about the process that they're going through as they do put their feet in the water and they begin to take one step after another step and they go to the other side. But there's a parenthesis right there in the text. And it says, now the Jordan overflows all its banks throughout the harvest. And I always step back when I see something like that. And I say, what's going on right there? Why did the writer choose to parenthesize this statement right here? What is he trying to tell us? What's the meaning there? Usually this means he's emphasizing something very important. Right, see, here's what we need to understand. The Jordan River, oftentimes, most seasons, is nothing more than a trickle. And so it'd be very easy for someone to walk up to the Jordan River and just see the stones and kind of take steps across on the stones and get to the other side. Right? It'd be very easy to walk across the Jordan. And so you sit back and you're like, why in the world would God, in all of his wisdom, bring the Israelites to the Jordan when it's overflowing its banks? See, I think God wants to teach them something. I think God wants to teach us something right here. And that is that bravery is not about our resources. It's not about what I can do, what I have in my bank account, what I have in my resource, you know, stash, whatever that stash is. Bravery is about us believing and seeing that there's a Jesus who's bigger and who calls us out to do something. And we're faced with the decision of whether we're going to be obedient to do it or not. And let me tell you something. At least from my experience, it's always going to be flood stage when God asks you to do something. I mean, for some reason, I don't know why, I've discovered God never asked me to do something bold when the Jordan's just trickling and I can just easily step on by. It's always going to be flood stage when God asks you to repair that relationship. It's always going to be flood stage when God asks you to start that new business. Whatever it is, you know, just to get your finances in order. It's always going to be flood stage. But here's the thing. When we take step after step and our feet touch the water, God is right behind us and he does amazing things. So here's the encouragement. Here's the fourth piece of encouragement I have for you today. Submerge your life in Jesus. Submerge going forward, continuing on this journey. Submerge your life in Jesus. See, when they took that step, that first step into the overflowing Jordan River, they were submerging their life into the waters, saying, Jesus, we're trusting you. We're banking our lives on your faithfulness right here. All my identity, all my worth is coming after what you say you're doing and going to do. It's not on what I bring to the table. It's not on what I can produce. It's on what Jesus has already done for me. That's what the waters of baptism represent. People that are getting into these waters today are saying, hey, I'm doing this based on what Jesus has done for me. I'm banking my life on his faithfulness. In fact, the Bible talks about this. It talks about baptism in Romans chapter 6, where it says this. It says, we were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. And so today, as people come into the baptism waters and as they go under the water, this is symbolizing a very real death. In essence, what they're saying is these clothes, this path I've been on, this thing that's happened in my life, I'm in a very real way dying to that, and I'm coming up on the promises of Jesus. What are the promises of Jesus? That there's a newness of life. My wet clothes give evidence that there's something new that has changed and that's happened. And so today, for people who step into these waters of baptism, if that's you, you're going to be publicly declaring what an inward decision that you've made of what God has done in your life, and you're going to have wet clothes to indicate, hey, that life back there, that's the old me. There's something new that God's doing. Have you submerged your life in Jesus? I mean, as you think about your journey, as you think about what Jesus is calling you to, you know, have you submerged your life? Have you said, Jesus, I surrender whatever it is I'm relying on out of my own efforts? Have you experienced the newness of life? And if you have, if you've made the decision to receive Christ, and he's brought a newness into your life, but you've not taken the step of water baptism, let me tell you a little secret. You came in here dry today, but you might walk out wet. All right, it just might happen. It happens here periodically. I think it's going to be a good day. And so today, as we have people that have prepared to be baptized, I just believe that there are people here in here today that God's just tugging at your heart. I feel like, you know, in this brave journey, I've answered the question a lot over these last 5-6 weeks. You know, how do you know when God's talking to you? And they've explained, I said, well, you know, when God begins to prompt your heart and tug on your heart a little bit, and you feel like, man, I really need to do this. If it's something that's of God that brings about good, that's usually God. You need to do it. Otherwise, you're being disobedient to it. And so we've got a bunch of children. We've got a bunch of students. We've got a few adults today that are going to come, and they're going to step into the waters of baptism. But I don't believe they're the only ones. I think there are others this morning, even as you're sitting here right now, that are being prompted to say, hey, I've received Christ, I've received Jesus, I've chosen to say I want to follow him, I've not taken this step yet. I believe this is probably your only next step. I think this is a qualifier for opening up and being obedient to what God wants to do in your life, saying I'm connected with Jesus, I want to celebrate that. It's the very next step in the water to see amazing things unfold. So that's what we're going to do for the rest of our time here this morning. Maybe this is your time. And so I want us to all go ahead and stand. We're going to stand and we're going to sing a song. And we're going to sing a song about kind of wrapping up this brave journey. And not all of us, of course, are going to get in the water today. But I just think there's more of us than those that have come prepared that are going to do that. And maybe it's being an example, setting a model, saying, hey, even among my family, I want to have the wet clothes to show my family, you got a different dad, you got a different mom, you got a different brother, because God has been doing something in me. All right? And so as we sing this song, you know, we just believe God's calling us out, whether it's to the waters of baptism or to the waters of the next new thing he's doing for us. You know, as people are already leaving, these are people preparing to be baptized, may already be nudged. If you're feeling that, you can walk to the back of the venue, exit into the commons. Our volunteer team will meet you out there. They're prepared for you. You may not have come prepared today, but they came prepared for you. All right, we're prepared for you. We've got towels and bags and clothes and shorts for you to change into, all kinds of stuff, so that you don't let the logistics of clothing stand in the way. All right, you can walk out dry. Just be obedient. If God's tugging on your heart to do this, make this your next step today, I encourage you to do it. All right, I encourage you to do it. And here's a unique thing. Every time we see an adult step into this pool today, that's a miracle right there. Because statistically in the United States, anytime someone over the age of 18 comes to Christ, makes a decision to receive Christ, it's a miracle. Now, kids, students, man, we're super excited when they take this step, but they're very receptive to what God is telling them. They're very receptive to receiving God, being, you know, receiving promptings. So we're always excited for that, but when an adult steps in, that's a miracle because there's been something penetrated there. The love of God has made its way into a heart. You're going to be among miracles today. All right, so let's pray, God. In this moment, I just pray that all of us here this morning would be inspired. We'd be inspired to either follow through on the call that you have placed on us and you are calling us toward. We'd be inspired as we observe others who are taking steps forward on this call you put in front of them. But God, I know you want all of us to be brave, so I just pray that you would help us, empower us today. God, whether you're calling us out to the waters of baptism this morning or you're calling us to the waters of the next step in our journey, whether it has to do with quitting a job or starting a business or whatever that might be, God, I just pray that you would move us this morning. That your power and your identity would be very present, Jesus, and that you would move in a powerful way, move us out into the water, because that's where you are. that's where you are, Jesus, you invite us to that place, and I just pray that you would help us to be obedient to that today. Thank you for all that you are. I pray these things again in your name and who you are, Jesus. Amen. All right, so we're going to open up the baptism waters. If God's calling you, nudging you, you can come at any time during these next three songs. We're going to celebrate what God has been doing.